Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today's message is called His Plan, and it comes from Jeremiah 29:11. The Word of God says, "For I know the thoughts I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You may be looking at your current situation right now, and you may find it difficult to believe that God has a plan for you, and that plan is for you to prosper. Why? Why does God want me to prosper? Why does God want you to prosper? Because we get so caught up in our current state that we forget that there is a future state that we need to move towards. Just because you are struggling right now, just because things are not looking great and you don't have all the answers, does not mean that the future you is not successful. It does not make the future you a failure. It is up to you to make a decision and decide today that you are going to partner with God and you are going to allow God to take you into a place of prosperity, a place where you're not just prospering in one area, but a place where you prosper in all areas. The Bible says that I wish above all things that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. Many times we overlook the fact that God's heart is for us to move forward. That God's heart is for us to be in a place where it is going well with us. If you thought that God is okay or not concerned about the fact that you are not doing well, well, think again. You are mistaken. God wants you to excel above all things. He wants you to become who He has created you to be. Because guess what? God is your creator. He knows how you need to function. He knows your capacity. He knows your capabilities. And it's sad for any creator or any manufacturer to find within themselves, or to find that the very thing that they have created does not function the way they intended it to be. God's heart is for you to live out your best. God's heart for you is to become your best. God's heart for you is to become the person He intended you to be. For you to prosper. For you to prosper. And not be in a place of harm. God is not happy when you are not moving forward. And He is not happy that you are not moving towards the next phase of your life. It is time to get to the realization that you need to move to your next. There is a plan. The plan is a layout for each and every one of us to become the best that we can be. The layout is there to ensure us through His Word that we are not just anybody, but we are greatly formed in the hand of God to become who God has created us to be. Now, of course, things happen things happen in life. Things doesn't always just successfully go according to the plans that we have. Sometimes we hit potholes. Sometimes we hit dead spots. Sometimes we get to a place that is a cul-de-sac. Sometimes we get to all these different things that is just, it is just affecting and slowing our journey. These things happen and it can slow you down and it can take you into a stuck state. Think about it like this. If you go into a pothole with your car and you struggle, will you not struggle to get it out? Would it not be something that you try to push and work towards in terms of getting your car driving again? There will always be a plan. There is a mission. There is passion. Everything. You will try everything to get your car into a place where it starts moving again. You don't just give up. You don't just leave your car in that pothole. You don't just leave your car when you hit a place that is a dead end. You don't just leave your vehicle there. You look at your options and you see, how can I get out of this? Now, if we put it like that and we bring it back to ourselves, there needs to be a willingness for us to get out of our dead spot, to get out of our stationary position, to get out of the place of no direction. There needs to be a willingness to start moving again. Because God has got a plan. He has got a plan to move you out of your current state. But here's the thing. God cannot do it on his own. God cannot do things without you having partnered with him. There needs to be a willingness to want to get out. You cannot just sit and wish that God is going to help you. There is something so powerful that God has given us. It is called the mouth. The mouth has the ability and the capability to speak things and to partner with certain things. So don't just sit there and be quiet about your situation. Don't just sit there and accept your situation. Get out of that pothole. Make sure that you make a call. Because here's the thing. Whether you take yourself out of that pothole or you call on someone, there needs to be a partnership. And because God has got a plan, we will not be able to access the plan without him. We need to partner with him. We need to work with God so that we can start moving again. When you hit a snag or challenges come your way and it makes your journey uncomfortable, remember that God has a plan. There's always a plan from God to get you out of the problem that you are currently facing. Don't allow yourself to just accept the situation you find yourself in. God is the originator of the plan to get you out. Don't you think it's time for you to partner with him? Don't you think it's time for you to start calling on him and say, Lord, I know that you have a plan. Please, can we work together on this plan? It's important to get to a place that we believe that God wants to get us out and that God will help us work with him. Work with him to move you out of that stuck state. You see, God is not intimidated. He is not intimidated nor scared of the situations we face. It doesn't make him nervous. because he has it all planned out. In fact, he's waiting for you, he's waiting for me to say, help me. And as soon as we call out to God and partner with him, the plan will be revealed to us. He just needs us to believe that he's willing. He needs us to believe that he is willing and he is able to take us out. Furthermore, he needs us to believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God will not run out of ideas to help or to save you. He is completely connected to you, and his purpose over your life is to see you reach a desired state. Have you ever come across a parent who does not always have a plan? Parents always have a plan up their sleeve for the success of their children. The same with God. God has you in mind, and because of that, you will enter into green pastures. You will reach the mountaintops. You will cross the Jordan, and you will reach places that you have never reached before, because God has a plan for you. You will see the camels coming your way, because when you partner with God, he pours into your life and over your life in a way that you cannot imagine. God loves you. Walk in the revelation of his love. And once you walk in the revelation of his love, you will begin to believe that he will take you out of your current state and he will place you in a place of green pastures. Commit to God, and you will commit to the plan he has over you, because his plan for your life is for you to prosper and not for you to be in a place of harm, a place where you will have hope and a future of greatness. Let us pray today. Father, help me. Help me to partner with you. As I come into your presence, I realize that maybe I have been silent and I haven't been saying the things that I need to say concerning your works. I have not been partnering with you. I haven't seen your plan because maybe, Father, my faith has become weak. Maybe I don't have faith anymore, and I've been tattered and torn because of my situation. But today, Father, I believe again. I choose to believe again in the plan. As I put my hand in your hand, I decree and I declare that I am coming out of my stuck state. I am coming out of the pothole, and I will move again. I am working with you so that I can become mobile again. I will reach my destination because it is in you that I live, in you that I move, and in you that I have my being. Father, I pray that you would open the eyes of my understanding so that I may know the beauty of your hand and your holiness and the goodness of God that has continuously been over my life. Father, lead me into a place of hope, Father. Take me into a place where I will find myself in you again. Father, I am ready for your plan. Reveal it to me once more. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this session or this edition of Changing Perspectives called His Plan. I trust that you have been blessed. I just want to share something with you. I do have a book out called Changing Perspectives Every Day. You can go on Amazon and search for Changing Perspectives Every Day by Pastor Cindy Jacobs. It is the first edition, and it focuses on principles. You are welcome to purchase the book on Amazon. I look forward to you becoming more enlightened by the Word of God, and I pray that this book would also be something that blesses you and blesses your family. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me this week. I will be back next week, and I look forward to each and every one of you continuing this journey with me, with God, and with Changing Perspectives. God bless you, and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. Yeah, yeah.
To stay, I won't run from you. Give me the green light, I'm going through it. Show me the way, I won't move without you. How can I ever live life without you? Light in the dark, you're the answer. 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 Cure for all the pain, all the cancer. Tell me to stay, I won't run from you. Give me the green light, I'm going through it. Show me the way, I won't move without you. How can I ever live without you? Light in the dark, you're the answer. 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 Light in the dark, if I be minimized, you be magnified. I begin to see that your presence is so alive. If I be minimized, you be magnified. I begin to see that your presence is so alive. If I be minimized, you be magnified. I begin to see that your presence is so alive. If I be minimized, and you be magnified. I begin to see that your presence is so alive. Dark, you're the answer. Light in the dark, you're the answer. Light in the dark, you're the answer. Cure for all the pain, all the cancer. Light in the dark, you're the answer. When I'm searching, you're the answer. What I need, you're the answer. Cure for all the pain and the cancer. You stay the same, you're the answer. You never change, you're the answer. Light in the dark, you're the answer. Care for all the pain and the cancer. When I feel confused, you're the answer.